Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 27th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Transportation Museum Collection, being auctioned by Central Mass Auctions. After 34 years in business, the Harlansburg Station Transportation Museum has closed, and Central Mass Auctions is offering its collection in an online auction ending on September 9, 2025. The museum, founded by Donald Barnes in 1991, features a diverse array of transportation memorabilia, including railroad items, nautical pieces, a California Highway Patrol motorcycle, Greyhound bus ticket window, vintage gas pumps, and more. Mr. Barnes, a former commercial airline pilot, began collecting during his layovers in various cities, engaging with people from different transportation industries. The auction includes local memorabilia, like a Pittsburgh airport sign and a steam engine from the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie headquarters. Auctioneer Wayne Tuiscula expressed admiration for the collection and Central Mass Auction's role in handling the sale. The public can preview items on September 6th and 7th, with online bidding ending on September 9th. Visit the Central Mass Auctions website for more information.
A breath of fresh air. The Yoga House opens its doors in Poughkeepsie. After nearly a year of anticipation, the Yoga House, owned by Amy Reed and Joyce San Pedro, is opening its third location in Poughkeepsie. The grand opening weekend on September 6 and 7 will feature free 30-minute classes in various yoga styles, TRX, Pilates, and more. Guests can also explore local businesses and enter to win prizes. The studio will offer bari, meditation, sound baths, and Reiki, with both in-person and virtual classes available. The founders aim to create a wellness sanctuary focusing on inner growth. To join as a founding member, sign up before September 8th for a discounted rate of $99 per month for 3 months. Visit the Yoga House's website for more information.
Philly Joe Tattoo Studio to open Newtown, PA's first ever tattoo parlor with speakeasy flair. Philly Joe Tattoo Studio, led by celebrated artist Joe Thomas, is set to make history as the first tattoo parlor approved in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Located at 159 Sycamore Street, the 4,000-square-foot space is being transformed into a luxury speakeasy-inspired studio by Thomas. With a grand opening scheduled for October, the studio aims to redefine the tattoo experience in Newtown while bringing fresh entertainment to the business district. Thomas, with over a decade of tattooing experience, founded Philly Joe Tattoo Studio in Bensalem, where it celebrated its fifth anniversary in January 2024. Despite initial rejection from Newtown, Thomas persevered and gained support from State Senator Frank Ferry. The studio will offer a range of services including tattoos, laser removal, permanent makeup, piercing, and more, with plans to host comedy nights, karaoke, and live music events. The grand opening in October will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony and community celebration, marking a turning point for Newtown's art and community spirit.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.